The Drum Corps History Podcast, episode 43. The Drum Corps History Podcast, a deeper look into Drum Corps history. This week's episode, the Kingston Grenadiers. Welcome back to the Drum Corps History Podcast. My name is Ron Allard from Dice Man Radio. The following comes in part from an article written by Rick Jutras for A History of Drum and Bugle Corps, Volume 2, published by Steve Vickers of Drum Corps World. Since 1995, the Kingston Grenadiers from Kingston, Ontario, have been a fixture on the Drum Corps associate scene, but when the Corps began in 1961, it performed as a parade unit. Since then, it has taken the form of a parade and concert exhibition corps, as well as a competitive corps, on two occasions prior to 1995, yet the corps' beginning was as a military trumpet band. During the 1960s, many reserve force units in Canada had musical support elements or band, and in most cases, these took the form of trumpet bands. These were, in fact, drum and bugle corps because they used bugles. In the case of the regimental band in Kingston, it too took this form and was part of the local militia infantry regiment known as the Princess of Wales Own Regiment, also known in the city as the PWOR. There were two main tasks for the band. One was to provide musical support for the regiment during unit functions, and the second was to serve as a public relations and recruiting tool of the regiment by raising the profile of the PWOR around the region. It was while performing this second role that the foundation for the Grenadiers' birth was set. While representing the PWOR at various events, the members came in contact with civilian drum and bugle corps. The PWOR band members were immediately influenced and the transformation was underway. After exclusively playing music that was martial in nature, music that was more popular crept into their repertoire. The result, the band became more like a civilian corps and less like the military band it had been for many years. It was during a unit function, with the commanding officer inspecting the members of the regiment, that this new band would lead to the demise of the PWOR trumpet band and the birth of a drum corps. As the commanding officer of the PWOR made his way around the ranks, one can only imagine what he felt as he heard the band strike up a rousing rendition of Papa Loves Mambo, made famous by Perry Como. Almost immediately, the order was cut by the commanding officer for members of the band to return all instruments and uniforms and resume training in the role of infantrymen. The members of the now former band had other ideas. They had come to enjoy performing in a style that resembled the corps that had been in several concerts and exhibitions. So rather than continue with the PWOR, they decided the allure of drum corps was such that they would quit the military and start their own corps. An organizing meeting was held and work began. Kingston was going to have a drum and bugle corps. In order for the venture to succeed, a number of things were required, not the least were money, instruments, and uniforms. Spiro Sackle had served the former band as both horn instructor and drum major. His skills led to his selection as the Grenadiers' first president and director. Next, if there was to be a corps, there was a need for instruments. The Marching Debs All-Girl Drum and Bugle Corps from Picton, Ontario, had just what was needed. Bugles and drums were for sale, yet the corps had limited financial resources. Enter the good actions of one member's father, Bob Revell, who wanted to help. Seeing the value of the corps for both the members and the city, Revell took out a loan to make the instrument purchase possible. Uniforms were needed, and it was decided all members would buy the same kind of pants and shirts and have the shirts dyed red. Hats were provided by corps member Rod Morey, who secured cook's hats donated by the local prison where he worked. Kingston had a drum corps, but now it needed a name. The city of Kingston was somewhat known as the Limestone City. Thus, the first corps name was the Limestone City Grenadiers. May 1961 marked the first performance of the Grenadiers, who were invited to participate in a parade coinciding with the convention of the Lions Club. The Grenadiers made an immediate impression. To quote from the local newspaper, the Kingston Whig Standard, "One of the highlights of the Lions Club parade held Saturday was the exciting music from Kingston's newest band, the Grenadiers. The people who lined the street were delighted by the local band's exciting music," unquote. During the remainder of the 60s, the Grenadiers continued to perform in parades in and around Kingston, as well as in the United States. In 1963, the members decided to change the name to more readily reflect the Corps' hometown, and it was changed to the Kingston Grenadiers Drum and Bugle Corps. From 1961 to the spring of 1963, the Grenadiers performed mainly as a parade corps, but the ambition to enter field competition was there. As a result, in 1963, the Corps began performing field shows in the Canadian Drum Corps Association circuit. In 1968, the Grenadiers won the Canadian Drum Corps Association Senior B National Championship. In 1972, under the guidance of Director John Raymond, the Corps began competition in the Red Carpet Association. At the Grenadiers' first RCA Championships, they placed sixth with a score of 67.30. At the 1973 RCA Championships, the Corps placed fifth, scoring 63.80. One of the Corps' highlights during 1973 coincided with the City of Kingston Tercentennial Celebration. To mark the occasion, the city was visited by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales, Prince Philip. The Grenadiers had the honor of performing for Her Majesty's arrival. In 1974, the Grenadiers finished the RCA season in sixth place with a score of 72.50. The 70s saw a change in society. At the end of the Vietnam era, counterculture and social upheaval had many corps finding it tough to recruit young people. As a result, many corps went inactive or folded. The Grenadiers were also strained by this, and a smaller-than-normal corps resulted. This led to a creative arrangement with the Belleville Yardmen from Belleville, Ontario, a corps that had the same problem. During the 75 and 76 RCA seasons, the Kingston Grenadiers would be known as the Grenadier Yardmen Drum and Bugle Corps. The arrangement saw practices and rehearsals held in each city as a manner of being fair to all. For two seasons, the arrangement was successful in that the Grenadier Yardmen continued to compete. At the 1975 RCA Championships, the Corps placed 8th, scoring 60. At the 1976 RCA Championships, they placed 7th with a score of 71.85. Thank you. But the times had caught up with them, and 1976 would be the last season the Corps would be able to operate for some time. While the Grenadiers did not function from 1976 to 1979, a dedicated group of members worked to reorganize the Corps. Under the guidance of Director Bob Peters and the Board of Directors, the Corps worked to pay off outstanding debt, reacquire equipment, recruit, and work to get the Grenadiers back together. During 1979, while working on fundraising, the members formed a parade corps to help pay off the bills. Because of the debt, the Grenadier name couldn't be used. Thus, for the purpose of doing parades to earn the money, the members took the name King's Regiment Drum Corps. During the winter of 1979 and 1980, the King's Regiment performed in a number of parades and was successful in paying off the debt and regaining the name. Once more, the members could call themselves the Grenadiers. In the winter of 1980, the Corps again took to the main street of Kingston, much like those members in 1961, performing in the city's Christmas parade and thrilling the crowd. Throughout the 1980s and into the early 90s, the Grenadiers functioned as a parade and concert corps. In 1986, the Corps was invited to perform at the John F. Kennedy Massachusetts Citizen of the Year Awards, attended by members of the Kennedy family. In fact, attending the event were President Kennedy's children, Caroline and John Jr., as well as Senator Edward Kennedy. Throughout this period, the Grenadiers were quite active. It was common during the weekends of the summer for the Corps to perform in as many as three parades or concerts. In the early 1980s, members once again had the desire to be a competitive Corps. Under the guidance of Director Don Dean, the Board of Directors began to work toward that goal. They improved the quality of musical instruction, sought out better musical arrangements, purchased new instruments, and set about on an intense recruiting program. This took the Corps into the schools of Kingston and resulted in an influx of many talented young people to improve the overall quality of the Corps. Beginning in 1993, the Grenadiers Board of Directors, along with a group of dedicated members, set out on a 5-year plan to enter competition in DCA, but success came sooner. In 1995, the plan came together, and in July at Belleville, Ontario, the Kingston Grenadiers performed in their first DCA contest and scored a respectable 60. At the 1995 DCA Championships in Scranton, the Grenadiers gained associate member status with their 12th place score of 7-4 even. Since that first DCA season, the Corps has continued to be a fixture in Senior Corps competition, and in 1998, the Grenadiers attained DCA full member status by placing ninth with a score of 82.10. Grenadiers maintained their open class finalist position every year from 1998 through 2003. In 2004, fielding a smaller corps, they entered the Class A competition. They won that championship with a final score of 79.850. Grenadiers re-entered open class competition in 2005, where they placed 11th. After taking 2006 and 2007 off, the Grenadiers came back as a Class A Corps in 2008. In 2009 and 2010, they came in second place in the Class A Championships. If the past 50 years are any indication, then the future of drum and bugle corps in Kingston is assured. With their collective stated goal being to operate a corps that seeks to provide its members with a quality drum corps experience, coupled with the desire to produce entertaining performances, then it is most likely DCA will have at least one Canadian drum corps in its ranks for a long time. The Kingston Grenadiers. That concludes this week's episode on the Kingston Grenadiers. Please join us again next time as we take a deeper look into drum corps history. This podcast is produced and sponsored by DiceManRadio.com.